King of kings and Lord of lords, glory, alleluia. King of kings and Lord of lords, glory, alleluia. Jesus, Prince of peace, glory, alleluia. Jesus, Prince of peace, glory, alleluia. King of kings and Lord of lords, glory, alleluia. King of kings and Lord of lords, glory, alleluia. Jesus, Prince of peace, glory, alleluia. Jesus, Prince of peace, glory, alleluia.
A warm welcome to everybody this morning. As most of you would know, I've got a person who gently encourages me to speak up and speak more loudly. Thanks for the tip. A warm welcome to everybody this morning. And as you know, my name is Roger, and we welcome both the people who are here this morning and those who are listening via the recording. We also affirm and celebrate the diversity of our community and trust that all are welcome and that you'll find this a safe place for you to grow in God's love and experience that warm community. We aim to live out our purpose statement: loving God, growing together, partnering community, and sharing faith. Some notices. You'll see in the notice sheets the two parts that are mentioned. One is the feedback on the life of the church and also the Greater Geelong Steering Group meeting and the summary of the Western Heights Church Council minutes. So I recommend that they be read. Also, a notice, we'll need walkers to letterbox drop the surrounding area to our church to advertise the carol service to be held on the 21st of December. And more information will be available from Bruce Waldron next Sunday. Christmas tends to catch up with us pretty quickly. The 24th of November today, 4 weeks' time, it'll be Christmas Eve. Someone surprised. The acknowledgement of our First Peoples. We remember the original custodians of this land, the Wadawurrung people. We recognise, respect and honour their stories, their cultural heritage, their beliefs, their relationship with the land, and pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. We ask for God's grace to join with them in being good stewards of this land, its waters and its diverse communities, and we can all share and grow closer together in understanding purpose and communication with each other. Now we'll start the service with a quiet meditation and then for a few moments, and then I'll read a quiet word and hand over for the call to worship. So let's bow our heads for a moment. It's the last Sunday of the church year. We have journeyed together through a plethora of stories, but it is always ends up here in a love that gives completely of itself. This is the reigning Christ, the Saviour King, and it is here we gather and wonder how it is this reign, that the reign of Christ.
Majesty, worship His Majesty. And that will be our sung call to worship this morning.
Majesty, worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flow from His throne unto His own. His anthem Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all
You send Jesus to testify to the truth that you alone are the Lord of life. Help us to listen always to His voice so that we may proclaim His realm of justice, peace, and endless love through Christ who reigns forever. Amen. Let's stand and sing, Bring Many Names.
breathed and breathing, everlasting home. Hail and Hosanna, great living God.
Today, many churches around the world are celebrating the reign of Christ, or a Sunday many know as Christ the King Sunday. So this is a little dialogue for you. I'm an independent person. I need no one. I'm my own person, and no one owns me.
Come, bow down before your Lord, your King.
Excuse me, I have no king. I don't need a king.
The Lord Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings.
Where's his kingdom?
In your heart and spirit.
You've got to be kidding.
No, the Lord seeks to reign in your heart, to establish his kingdom in your life.
No one's setting up shop in my head.
Yeah, it's difficult to understand. The Lord Jesus Christ is seeking you out as friend. And witness.
Witness to what?
To God's absolute love for you and for all creation.
All I see is war and violence, viciousness and hatred.
Open your eyes. There is more to see than that. You yourself have been a blessing to someone recently.
Me? I don't think so. What do you mean?
You recently offered your help to a person in need, didn't you?
Well, yes, but...
You supported people who were in ministries of caring and compassion.
Well, of course. That's what you should do.
Why?
Because they needed help. And even though I couldn't provide it directly, I could help cover the expenses of those who couldn't be right at hand.
So why did you do it?
Because it was needed. Someone has to help, right?
It's nice that you are part of that someone. Christ's love is reigning in you.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Whenever you have reached out to others in love and compassion, you have reached out to Christ. You have become part of the kingdom team.
But I don't feel controlled, ruled over.
You're not. Christ is working with you to bring about God's kingdom.
So I'm actually doing what God wants? How about that?
Keep on working. There's much to be done, and God is with you through it all. Amen.
We pause now to offer our prayers of adoration and confession. Loving God, long ago, out of the chaos of darkness, You created everything above our heads and everything below our feet. And we thank you for that. In your great love and kindness, you created humankind to be in right relationship with you and all creation. And you created and called it good. So we come this morning to give you thanks for the wonderful diversity you have placed in humanity. We thank you for the skills and gifts entrusted to each of us. Gifts of artistry and design, of construction and manufacture, of compassion and understanding, of insight and logic. And we thank you that in your wisdom, you have given each of us without prejudice or bias. Yet we have not responded with the same kindness. We have been swift to judge which gifts should be given to someone and not others. We have been hasty to assess another's worthiness based on the world's standard and not your wisdom. We have made snap judgments from ease rather than doing the hard work of informing and then transforming our stance. For the times when we've judged another's worthiness based on gender or age or race, we ask your forgiveness, O God. For the times when in the muddle of our minds we've instantly written another off based only on what we see from the outside, we ask for your forgiveness. Gracious God, challenge us, bother us, and inconvenience us, so we are no longer satisfied with a society that acts out of habits, especially when those habits disadvantage just one expression of your glorious creation. So, gracious God, in these few moments of stillness, we bring before you any times this week we've been swift to judge, hasty to assess another's worth, and neglected to heed your kingdom. God of forgiveness, we thank you that we can come to you in humility and ask for your mercy. And in your unlimited love, you forgive us. But you also dare us to be more like you every day. To live a life that echoes the equality revealed in your glorious creation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And here, this greeting and word of grace that John wrote to the churches in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. God loves you. God frees you. God makes you into a people. To God be the glory and honor forever and ever. Let's stand and sing Jesus' wondrous word of grace. Hear our scripture lessons.
The Old Testament reading this morning is taken from 2 Samuel verses 1 to 7. Now these are the last words of David, the oracle of David, son of Jesse. The oracle of the man whom God exalted, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the favourite of the strong one of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord speaks through me. His word is upon my tongue. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me, one who rules over people justly, ruling in the fear of God. It is like the light of the morning, like the sun rising on a cloudless morning, gleaming from the rain on the grassy land. Is not my house like this with God? For he has made me with an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. Will he not cause to prosper all my help and my desire? But the godless are all like thorns that are thrown away, for they cannot be picked up with the hand. To touch them one uses an iron bar or the shaft of a spear, and they are entirely consumed in fire on the spot. The New Testament reading from the scriptures taken from John chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So are you a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I just want to give a brief, I guess, background to that text. It's a text, I guess, grounded in empire language. The Israelites were under foreign power, the Roman Empire. So there was this yearning for a Messiah, for a king to overthrow the empire. So even in the language used by Pilate, "Are you the King of the Jews?" there seemed to be a hint of threat. Another king would become a threat to the empire, to the ruling empire. So that's the context in which Jesus says that my kingdom is not of this world. I came to testify to the truth. So as you came in this morning in your pew sheets, there's also a sheet there. Christ the King, one may say, is a question of identity. And my hope is that through this exercise, that you work in a group of four or five, you can identify the many names, biblical or otherwise, that resonates with you about the identity of God. And the hope is we can collate all that and give it to our great banner makers, that they can create a beautiful banners celebrating the diversity of many names we attribute to the identity of who God is or who Christ is. And the second aspect of that is that of the reign of Christ. Christ's reign was full of actions, challenging actions, healing actions, hospitable actions, restorative actions. Jesus speaks the truth in love. That is then, as in the biblical writers' account. But what does the reign of Christ look like for you today? What does that reign, what does that kingdom look like for you today? How do you define that in our time, in our space? So those are the two areas I'd like you to focus on in your group discussion. And the hope is by the end of our time together today, we can collate all those different identities of who God is, who Christ is, but also our understanding about what it means to be in the reign of Christ, to be part of the reign of Christ. So I'll allow time now to find 4 or 5 people in your small groups and use that piece of paper as your guide to answering some of those questions, or allow space to come up with some responses. Thank you. collate it and hopefully offer some feedback in the future. There are many biblical identity describing who God is, that some may say are not the names that they would attribute to God in our time. Some also say that the reign of Christ in our time continues to be active. People are expressing a lot of Jesus' action of justice, of compassion, of love in the community. So I guess for that we should give thanks to God, that we may not favour the language of kingdom or the reign, because we always attribute it to power over. And yet we know from the stories about Christ's mission that Christ revealed something quite different, something out of the ordinary, and turned the normality or the status quo upside down. So let us continue to live as Christ did. Let our actions and our words continue to glorify God. I invite you to stand and we sing God Version 1. Interesting title.
In the sky, who sits in heaven and never hears me cry. I don't believe in a God who's far away.
I believe in Jesus living here with us today.
I don't believe in a tyrant on a throne who wants to punish us for every wrong we've done, who keeps a tally of each mistake and crime. God wants to have mercy on us each and every time. God is beside us, God has no other home,
no other family, we are God's flesh and bone.
He, she is with us and with all humankind. Loving her creation always occupies his mind.
Our offering for the mission of Christ will now be received.
Thank you.
in the reign of Christ, God teaches us about the truth and the importance of loving and acting justly. Lord, we offer these gifts and ourselves for your ministry and service in the world. We ask your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Our prayers for others. Dear God, sometimes we reflect in our week and wonder about many things, but at this time we think about others. We wonder about those we know or those we know of who are experiencing tough times. The reasons for the tough times may not matter sometimes. We might just need to be reminded that those tough times can be really, really tough. Sometimes the issues may seem huge, overwhelming to us, and yet other times their issues may not seem that big at all. However, we ask that we be open to reflecting on the issues of others and take the time to inquire. Take the time to listen, to learn, to text, to ring, to email, to pray. To take the time to learn more about the issues of others and resist the temptation to be judgmental. We ask that we can be encouraged to try and step out of our own worlds, that we be encouraged and encourage others to reach out to those who may be a bit different from us in age, in gender, in interest, in colour, in background, location, belief. The potential list of differences could seem endless. And stepping out of our own worlds might involve some responses that might seem tiny at first thought. A smile to another. A word of thanks, spoken, text, email, card, acknowledging a small gesture, bringing a bin in for a neighbour, and when we're not sure what we can do, maybe we can learn a little bit by reflecting on what others have done for us that we have most appreciated. But we need to acknowledge that sometimes some situations can seem overwhelming. So we may need to be prepared to learn about the issues of others, sometimes differently, to our level of comfort. We acknowledge that sometimes we might think that our role is to help the pain of others go away. Or maybe we just don't know what to pray or what to say. We ask that sometimes we can be encouraged to just focus on, just being there for others, recognising that maybe the other person might sense the possibility of a conversation involving not just two, but a silent third. Dear God, as we pray for others, we now provide a moment of silence to allow for, to encourage us all to name the others who we wish to pray for and encourage us to keep these others in our prayers, in our minds, and in our hearts. And we do that as we pray your prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We'll now sing the song, Inspired by Love and Anger.
Inspired by love and anger, disturbed by need and pain, informed of God's own lies, we ask Him once again.
Come to tip the balance.
now in peace. Bring the good news of God's eternal love, the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit to all you meet. Go in peace. Amen.